Hey everyone, welcome to Builders Briefing for Monday, May 19th, 2026. I'm Alex, joined as always by Sam.
Hey, good to be here. Big day. Feels like the agent ecosystem is growing up in a real way.
It really is. We've got a manifesto that's blowing up, Anthropic making an acquisition that signals a lot, voice AI security concerns, and some really nice dev tools to dig into. Let's get into it. So the big story today, HumanLayer dropped a repo called 12-Factor Agents. It's already passed 1,800 stars on GitHub. Think of it as the classic Heroku 12-factor app manifesto, but rebuilt from the ground up for LLM-powered software.
Yeah, and what I love about this is it's not theoretical. These are patterns pulled from teams that have actually shipped agent products to paying customers, like real production lessons, not vibes.
Exactly. Some of the concrete principles: keep your prompts in version control as first-class code, build explicit state machines instead of relying on multi-turn chat loops, and design human-in-the-loop checkpoints from day one, not as an afterthought.
That state machine one is huge. I've seen so many agent projects that are just these sprawling chat loops where nobody can debug what happened or why. It's prompt spaghetti, and it's a nightmare to maintain.
The key insight they push is, stop treating your agent like a magic black box and start treating it like software you'd actually maintain. Own your control flow. Treat tools as structured I/O. Make agents natural language in, structured data out.
Right, and whether you're on LangGraph, CrewAI, Anthropic's Agents SDK, it doesn't matter. Map your architecture against these 12 factors. Link in the briefing, absolutely worth reading this week.
All right, moving to AI and models. A couple things caught my eye. First, Semble. It's a code search tool built for agents that uses 98% fewer tokens than grep.
98%? That's not an optimization, that's a category change. If you're running coding agents at any kind of scale, token spend on context retrieval is a real line item. This is a direct drop-in replacement.
And then there's this IEEE Spectrum report on adversarial audio attacks against voice AI systems. Hidden audio that can hijack voice interfaces, customer support bots, IVR replacements, voice agents.
That's scary and also not surprising. If you're shipping voice interfaces, you need an input validation layer that goes way beyond just transcription. This attack surface is real, and almost nobody is defending it properly.
Also worth a quick mention, Alibaba dropped Qwen 3.7 preview. Another strong open-weight model. Especially interesting if you need a non-US headquartered model for compliance reasons, or you're doing cost-sensitive inference.
On the developer tool side, NanoClaw is a lightweight agent runtime built on Anthropic's SDK. Containerized, connects agents to WhatsApp, Telegram, Slack, Discord, Gmail, with built-in memory and scheduled jobs.
That's a weekend prototype waiting to happen. Like if you're wiring up a multi-channel agent and you don't want to build all the plumbing yourself, this is exactly what you want.
And here's a clever one. Archestra's team used Git's author flag to filter out low-quality AI-generated PRs from their open-source repos. Simple metadata filtering to stop bot spam.
Oh man, if your open-source project is drowning in AI-generated bot PRs, and increasingly, it is, this is immediately applicable. Love the simplicity of it.
Okay, startups and funding. The big one here is Anthropic acquiring Stainless. Stainless built the SDK generators behind a ton of popular API clients, including OpenAI's.
Wait, so Anthropic just bought the company that generates OpenAI's SDKs. That's strategically fascinating.
Right? It signals that Anthropic is investing in developer experience as a competitive moat. Expect tighter Claude integration. But the real question is whether this restricts the tool's availability to competitors going forward.
That's the thing to watch. And also, Musk lost his lawsuit against Altman and OpenAI. For builders, practical impact is basically zero. APIs stay the same. But it cements the precedent that OpenAI's nonprofit-to-profit transition stands.
Quick security hits. Bitwarden is doing a quiet architectural overhaul under the hood, If you're self-hosting it, which a lot of teams do, the changes point toward better scalability and enterprise features.
And Cloudflare's got Project Glasswing. They're building AI models specifically for cybersecurity threat detection. If you're behind Cloudflare, and let's be honest, you probably are, expect this to show up as new WAF and bot detection features.
A few quick hits to round things out. There's a beautiful Demoscene project, 16 bytes of x86 that turn Matrix-style rain into sound. Just pure wizardry.
16 bytes. That's fewer bytes than this sentence. Also, Rust by Practice is trending for anyone leveling up on Rust. Exercise-driven learning. And there's a Nwemba philosophy piece about consciousness, with over 500 HN comments. People are fired up.
So here's today's takeaway. The signal is clear. The agent tooling ecosystem is consolidating around production patterns, not more demos.
The 12-factor agents manifesto, Semble's token efficiency, NanoClaw's multi-channel runtime, Anthropic buying Stainless, they all point the same direction. The winners are going to be teams that treat agents as properly engineered systems.
If you're building with agents, audit your architecture against those 12 factors this week. If you're building agent tooling, the biggest gaps right now are observability, cost attribution, and multi-channel orchestration.
That stuff, the era of just let the LLM figure it out, is officially over. Time to engineer these things for real.
That's Builders Briefing for May 19th. All the links are in the briefing notes. We'll see you tomorrow. Go build something great.